A View on Access, a showcase of audio description and accessibility in the arts and entertainment sector, with Tim Calvert.
In this edition, I shine a light on the lovely Lowry Theatre in Salford, Manchester, during their audio-described performance of Come From Away on January the 2nd, 2025, and touch on their access provision and preview some audio-described performances coming up. A very warm welcome to A View on Access, your regular showcase into how theatre arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. It's an insight into the venue and the content on offer. I'm Tim Calvert. It was wonderful to bid farewell to the current UK tour of Come From Away during the audio-described performance on Thursday the 2nd of January 2025 at 8 p.m, and it was a wonderful show to kick the new year off, which I'm certain that it won't be long before Come From Away is back on UK stages after a very successful year-long UK tour that often sold out in many venues. Come From Away by Irene Sankoff and David Hine, directed by Christopher Ashley, delves into the accounts taken from hundreds of real-life stories. The musical tells how the 10,000 residents of the Newfoundland town of Gander welcomed over 6,500 strangers into their midst for 5 days when 38 planes were diverted there after 9/11. The stories are played out on a single simple set, a wooden platform about 12 metres across and 10 meters deep. It has planks running from front to back, and the wood is patchily stained with aquamarine paint. At the back is a wall of horizontal wooden slats, and these are stained a chalky white. On both sides of the stage are tall, slim, branchless tree trunks that are about a dozen to the left and two or three to the right. Nestled in between the trees are musical instruments, stands and chairs. There was a touch tour that began at around 6:30 p.m, led by audio describer Caroline Byrne of Talking Theatre and assisted by Access Ambassador Michael Allen and the stage manager of the show. It began with everyone gathering in the foyer, 12 in all on this occasion, with 36 in attendance for the touch tour for the same show in December 2024. Everyone was led on stage and given an overview and afforded the opportunity to explore the stage, sets and props, including jackets and cardigans, the cart, ugly stick, a cat box, a yellow rain hat and a plate of fish and cheese. Everyone got the opportunity to explore and ask questions along the way, with Caroline offering a great insight, and it was a wonderful experience for all involved that helped to make the show more enjoyable and accessible. Caroline went on to deliver an expressive audio description throughout, detailing which character was in action at any given time, and important visual elements. It was very effective and informative in a warm, easy-to-listen-to style through the infrared Sennheiser in-the-ear headsets available from the access desk in front of the box office. The Lowry is a wonderful entertainment venue to visit in Salford Quays in Manchester, just round the corner from Media City and opposite the shopping mall, with good tram and bus transport links to the city of Manchester, offering a wide range of shows to suit all tastes throughout the year. The venue is big and spacious and very easy to get around, with a bar, cafe and shop, plus plenty of places to sit down and accessible toilets. The box office is on your left as you enter the building, with the access desk right in front of you. They're very committed to access and have a well-trained front of house team and access hosts who will help and assist in any way they can, whether it be to guide you to where you need to go, look after a guide dog, or bring refreshments to your seats. So if you need anything at all, have a question, or wish to feedback, always talk to a member of the team. They also make lots of great shows and entertainment at the Lowry accessible for those visually impaired, and there's a whole host of audio described performances and touch tours, and some of those coming up are The Shark Has Broken on Thursday, February the 6th, and that's at 2 p.m. with a touch tour at 12:30 p.m. A profound dive behind the scenes of the hit 70s movie Jaws, and that is 95 minutes straight through without an interval. On Wednesday the 26th of February at 2:30 p.m. is the RSC's The Merchant of Venice. 1936, starring Tracy Ann Oberman, with a touch tour at 1:30 p.m. The dramatic Ghost Stories direct from the West End is on Thursday the 27th of February at 8 p.m. with a touch tour at 7 p.m. On Saturday the 8th of March at 2 p.m. is Birmingham Royal Ballet's Cinderella with a touch tour at 12:30 p.m. On Saturday the 22nd of March is Pride and Prejudice Sort Of with audio description at 2 p.m. and a touch tour at 1 p.m. And in June, the smash football hit Dear England from the National Theatre is on Wednesday the 18th at 7 p.m. and Saturday the 28th at 2 p.m. with a touch tour beforehand. To book accessible performances, please email access@thelowry.com or give them a call on 0161 876 2183. There's a wealth of access information on the website Access Scheme, which you can find by visiting thelowry.com, clicking on Visit Us and selecting Access. Michael Allen, who is the Access Ambassador at the Lowry and is visually impaired himself, runs Manchester Accessible Theatre and the Arts, and that not only helps those with disabilities experience theatre and the arts, but liaises with providers to improve access in Greater Manchester. For more information, you can call, text or WhatsApp Michael on 07424 795 132. An email info@accessforall.co.uk, or you can visit the website www.accessforall.co.uk. To find out what else has been audio described across the UK, you can visit vocalise.co.uk and mindseyedescription.co.uk, and for cinema, accessiblescreeningsuk.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit viewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email viewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.